Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, Oklahoma. Monica Collison here with Union Mutual Insurance. For 85 years, Union Mutual has been the preferred choice for insurance in rural Oklahoma. We've been here with you through the storms, the good times and the bad, and will continue to stand with you and by you in this great state of Oklahoma. When it's time to insure your rural property, give us a call or visit us at unionmutualic.com.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Well, the cotton crop started off strong in the region, but triple-digit temperatures make it hard for any crops to survive. I had the opportunity to visit with Mark Nichols, Altus cotton grower, about this year's crop, and he gave us an update.
It's pretty tough out here. This, you know, even where we have water or had water, a lot of the wells in Tillman County, Western Jackson County, Harmon County, a lot of those wells are starting to give out on guys, you know, and it's so tough because we had such a beautiful crop to start out with, one of the prettiest crops I've ever seen all across Southwest Oklahoma. And then, you know, we just kind of kept getting enough rain in the spring to kind of baby it along. And then when it turned hot and dry, it just collapsed in a hurry. And I think we're looking at the same kind of crop we had last year in Oklahoma. There's going to be a little bit harvested. There's just not going to be a lot of acres harvested. You get in this part of the state, you get up a little ways north of us in the Elk City area, you know, and there's quite a bit of cotton up in that country where you're from. And I don't know. They caught some rain. Their crop was later getting in because of the rains. And then they've caught a few rains, but I think it's pretty tough, you know, all over the state. And Texas is really in the same shape. You were telling me earlier, Kansas, their numbers sound a little bit better. I find that hard to believe in reality that their crop's in a lot better shape. The guys I talked to in Texas are running into the same issues we are. If they had water started out, it's running out on them pretty quick.
So if we were to see, because I saw in the forecast, this week's pretty well a no-go. But in the next couple of weeks, they're saying it's going to cool off a little bit. When I say cool off, I mean 90 instead of 109, and the possibility of some rain. So could that kind of spur the crop back on, or are we looking at it's just a little bit too late in the season?
It's too late, really. We need it to moderate to go ahead and maybe fill out some bowls that we have, but as far as doing much good at this point, you know, we caught a rain down here a few days ago in part of the area. And I'm talking about good rains, 5-inch rains in some spots. And, you know, in 3 days, you couldn't even tell it had rained. It's just, you know, we need a long period of some big rains to really be able to make much difference.
Nichols said he does expect Oklahoma's cotton crop to be ready to harvest around October. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.